Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Thanks for joining me today. My name's Mike Harrison. If this is your first time tuning in to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We started 30 years ago in Houston, Texas, teaching people how to create passive income and ultimately grow their wealth enough that they could retire. And since that time, 30 years, we now have over 30,000 members in all 50 states, and our members consistently win National Apartment Association Property of the Year, Investor of the Year, Owner of the Year for the last 13 years in a row. We're the best at what we do. I personally am an investor in Dallas-Fort Worth here in Texas in several deals. In fact, over 2,700 doors of rentable real estate. If you have any questions, I'm here to help you out. Please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'm happy to help you in every way possible. So glad my net worth is not tied up in the stock market anymore, nor is it contingent upon the performance of the market. I can remember when it was, and you'd hear that little blurb on the radio telling you whether the Dow is up or the Dow is down, and honestly, that didn't affect my day in any way at all today. But in the past, I would keenly listen, tune in, what's happening in the market. I'd get online, check my funds. It ate at me. But no longer, my friends, I am free of that. And I'm not here to predict the market. I'll only tell you that the market will go up and it will come down. Most of the time in a very unpredictable fashion. This year, 2021, stock market's up 12%, almost 13%. Here we are in the midst of massive inflation, massive price increases, unpredictable supply and shortages. Things this nation hasn't experienced for over 40 years. Politically, the last time this nation was as divided had to be in the latter part of the 1850s. We're very divided today. We're printing money to the tune of hundreds of billions annually. The COVID virus has not gone away. It's mutated. The Delta variant's here today. It'll be another variant tomorrow. I think it's going to be something we have to live with for the rest of our life, honestly. Learn how to manage it. We're running deficits to the tune of trillions of dollars with a T on an annual basis. Yet for 2021, the stock market's up almost 13%. It continues to expand. Last year, 2020, the midst of a global pandemic, while experiencing massive layoffs, bankruptcies, business closures, unprecedented unemployment, the most contested and confusing presidential election in the history of the United States. People staying at home, people afraid, no confidence, no one knew what tomorrow would bring. Shortages of everyday goods and services. Yet in 2020, through all of that, the financial markets grew by over 20%. Does any of this sound odd to you? I can tell you it does to me. Stock prices and a nation's financial health are related. They're tied together. And if this is the best of times in the midst of total chaos and great mistrust of our state institutions, what do the bad times look like? Now, let me stop you there. I'm not predicting a drop or a crash in any way, shape, or form. I'm really the most optimistic person you'll ever meet in your life. However, history, and I love history, history tells us the market will correct at some point. And I love that word, correct. That kind of implies that something was wrong. Just like the song, right? What was the old song? What goes up must come down. I know you can hear it in your mind. I just don't want you to be surprised when the market corrects. What I really want you to do is take a long look at investing in real estate. If not to grow wealth and passive income like we teach, for us, that's really the primary reason, then why not take a look at real estate as a hedge, as an insurance policy, as a protection? If you're retired and your entire retirement portfolio is tied to market-based assets, and the market next month crashed 20%, 30%, 40%, how would that affect your lifestyle? Would you be able to make that loss up? Or what do? Do you just reduce how much you allow yourself annually over the next few years? What if you decide to live beyond the average lifespan? What if you decide to live to be 95, 97, 100? Did you bake in the extra money that you'd need? Speaking of extra money, did you bake in the extra money for the inflation that we're experiencing now and the increased cost of healthcare? No. But friends, what if you could have a plan that wasn't dependent upon a finite sum, but instead a plan that expands and grows annually? Think about that. Let's look at it from another angle. Let's say you're midlife, 30, 40, 50, and the market drops 30, 40, 50%. 40 to 50 is supposed to be your prime wealth generation years. I just read an article not too long ago, and it was wealth plateaus, kind of comical, but the article basically said by the time you're 33, you should have saved at least $100,000. By the time you're 40, you should be debt-free. After 40 is your wealth generation years. And of course, the article's assuming everyone's putting all this money in the market. But yeah, I had that happen to me. I had the market crash on me in October 97. The tech bubble blew up. 2008, 2010, it blew up. But my friends, that's when I made a change, and the market doesn't affect me at all. We'll be right back. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Just a reminder, if you miss any portion of this show, if you're just now tuning in, you can always go back and pick it up at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. You'll see the radio tab. Click on that and you'll find this show as well as shows from the other host. And there's a handy search bar down at the bottom if you scroll all the way down. And let's say there's a subject you're interested in, taxes or single family properties or cash flow snowball. You just type in those buzzwords down at the bottom and you can find literally several dozen shows about what you want to learn. And our radio shows on the website go back 10 years, 10 plus years. It's pretty amazing. You can also find us on the YouTube channel, YouTube Lifestyles Unlimited. We have our own channel. And as always, your favorite podcast app. That's how I listen to my favorite podcast. Type in the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show or the Del Walmsley Radio Show. And if I can help you, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. In the previous statement, I was making a case, and I'm no hedge fund manager, obviously, but personally, I think it's really odd when you step back and you look, given the craziness of the last literally 2 years, 18 months, that in 2020, the stock market expanded by 20%, one-fifth. Does anyone find that odd? It was a global pandemic. People were losing their jobs. There was an eviction moratorium because people couldn't pay rent. And so the government said you can't kick someone out of your property. And obviously that was some sort of crisis, right? That's what they told us. All these people out of work, unemployment, unpredictability, lack of confidence. Yet the market grew 20%. Is that crazy? I don't know. In 2021, year to date, we're up almost 13%. But I will tell you this, a stock market up or down has zero effect on me. I left the market years ago to become a real estate investor. Every day is much friendlier. Let's say I'm not really at the mercy of other people. I control my own investments, my own destiny. And regardless of what happens on Wall Street, rent is due on the first. Passive income will continue to be deposited into my checking account each month and each quarter. In fact, yesterday I was pleased to check the mail and I had a check. I had a check from one of our apartment communities and the lead paid out on the third quarter. And that was pretty darn quick. Yesterday was the 2nd of October. It's just the beginning of the fourth quarter and already he's making that third quarter payment. So thank you. So what are the advantages of rental income versus stock market income? Or I don't even want to call it income because really it's not, you take a withdrawal, you save, and then you take a withdrawal. So really a stock market withdrawal, let's say. Well, I'll tell you this, my passive income for the most part is tax-free. It's just the way the deal is set up. It's a business. We depreciate the cost of the asset annually, and we write off the expenses and the rehab cost against the positive cash flow. Now, distributions from your stock market accounts and mutual funds, for the most part, are not tax-free. That is, unless you're in a Roth or tax-free munis, that sort of thing. But I'd say that most people are in everyday stocks and mutual funds. And for those of you that have a Roth, pay attention. You may want to look this up. But there's a plan to essentially kill the ability to invest in a Roth that's on the table in Washington right now. It's part of that infrastructure plan. So you may want to look into that, but that's something that DC would like to go away, FYI. Another reason I like my passive income, I control my money, not some fund manager. Do you even know who the fund managers are? Of course not. You're probably going, no, of course we don't know who they are, TD Ameritrade or Fidelity or what have you. Yet you're giving these people tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. You just kind of read a little blurb about them. You don't know that person. You don't know what drives them on a day-to-day basis. You don't know what their true intentions are. You don't know how they're bonused at work or what their performance metrics requirements are. You think you do, but they don't answer to you. They answer to their boss. They answer to their system. And their system most likely has a KPI that is not contingent upon the balance of your retirement. I guarantee it. That alone is somewhat scary when you think about it, when you dig into it that way. Another reason, I don't have to wait till I'm 59 and a half to take a distribution. I just mentioned I got a check yesterday. And I'll reinvest those funds. That's just where I am right now. But in the future, I don't plan on having to reinvest all the time because I will have hit my, let's just say, my goal, my cash flow snowball, where I want to be. But until that time, I'll continue to reinvest those funds. But those of you tied to IRAs or 401ks, if you try to pull that money out prior to 59 and a half, yes, and you already know this, you will pay a 10% penalty. They do not want you to have those funds. Shame on you. Who has more freedom? Someone like me? Or someone who's tied to the performance of the market? Again, when I hear those blurbs on the radio, driving in the car, market up, market down, it has zero effect on my day-to-day activities. Now, for those of you I've convinced to begin investing in real estate, for whatever reason, any of the reasons I've mentioned prior, or all of the reasons I've submitted, personal reasons of your own, the remainder of this show is for you. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have four investment routes we can teach you investing in real estate. You choose the route that's best for you. Often our members will take one route, and then as their expertise and their wealth grows and their strategy, let's just say, evolves, most likely they'll participate in another route. I'm on my third reincarnation of real estate investment as we speak. I went from houses, single-family houses. I still own a few. I began investing in apartment communities as a multifamily passive investor in 2018. And now I'm looking at the LEED program. I want to buy my own apartment community. And I may go what they call independent rental owner, operator, and I may become a LEED where I syndicate it. I don't know yet, but it's the third path for me. So the evolution continues as a real estate investor. So what are those four paths? Single family homes, right? Everyone kind of understands that model for the most part. We'll teach you to be really, really effective. And then when it, within multifamily, within the apartment communities, there's three paths you can take. There's a passive investor, as I mentioned, and that's literally you give your money over to a LEED. You then become part owner of that apartment community, but you are an investor only. You're hands off, essentially, and you receive the dividends quarterly. That check comes in the mail quarterly, or it's direct deposit. It just depends on how that LEED investor has chosen to set that up. Or you can be a LEED investor, and that's where you syndicate, you create, you manage, you oversee the investment full time. It is a job. It's about drive, dedication, following a plan, sharing a plan with like-minded investors, part of your friend group, people who want to participate. But then, my friends, you can become the independent rental owner. That's the ultimate goal, where you own the entire property yourself. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue this countdown to real estate investment rental income. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. In the first half of the show, I made a case in point that if you have some funds to invest, or if you're 100% tied to the stock market, some reasons why you may want to begin looking at real estate. If for no other reason, we do it to basically chunking, what we call chunking, that's buying your time back, right? One property at a time, $400 here, $400 there, each and every month, and it grows, and we compound that. But if that's not your primary interest, if nothing else, maybe a hedge against the real estate, right? What goes up must come down. And the easiest place to start by far is single family homes. And we teach that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's what I did in the very beginning. I began buying rental properties, and Lifestyles Unlimited taught me how to do that very, very effectively. It's a great plan. It's the same plan that's been utilized for over 30 years, over and over again, all over this country. So for those of you that say, yeah, you know what, Harrison? I think I do want to invest in some real estate. I do want that hedge. I do want essentially income that's not dependent on Wall Street. So the second half of the show, I want to give those of you what I call a 10-step countdown, essentially, a 10-step countdown or a flow chart, if you will, to that first rental property, to that first single family rent home. And we'll go reverse steps. We'll go 10 to 1. How do you start? What are the steps to go through? But I also want you to keep this in mind. It starts at single family properties for most of you, but then you will evolve, you will morph, you will expand into multifamily at some point, I promise you. Now, some of you will start right at the beginning, right at multifamily. You'll come right in, you say, I don't want to do houses, I want to do multifamily. And you absolutely can do that. But let's do houses. Let's start with houses. How do you start? Well, 10. Again, 10 down to 1. 10, education. Education. Don't wing this. Don't try to do it on your own. That's what I did. I bought my first house just because I was like, well, let's try this rental property. I need to do something a little different. And I wasn't very good at it, but I still made money. And then I came to Lifestyles Unlimited and I got educated, right? I found the education piece and became much, much more effective. But regardless of whether you join Lifestyles Unlimited or not, our education program, educate yourself. There's books, there's blogs, join a local investment community. You can find those investment communities practically in every city in the country, every community in the country. Join those groups, network, ask other people who have done this. I had Jack on the show, who's real estate retired. He and his wife, he has a house down on the coast in Galveston. He's got a house here in North Texas. Great guy. But I asked Jack how he got started, and he found a mentor. And it was actually, I believe it's a gentleman that his wife did business with, and in their business, in her corporate structure, she met this person, and he happened to own 20 plus rental properties and had been doing it his whole life. And so he became their mentor and taught them. And Jack is real estate retired with rental property. But those educational groups, they will help you so, so much. And again, that's what we are. We're an educational mentoring group. But that first step needs to be education. I cannot stress that enough. Next, mentor. I mentioned that mentor that Jack had. The mentor will help you. Okay, the education's great, but you need that mentor. You need someone you can bounce things off of. And that mentor needs to be somebody who is doing what you want to do, has accomplished it, not just somebody giving you advice. We all have great people in our life that are happy to give us advice, but that advice may not pertain to what we're really wanting to do. So look for somebody that has expertise in that path that you're setting yourself forward on. But this person's going to be someone who challenges you, who sets goals, who sets expectations, who will help you analyze the real estate. This person needs to be not afraid to tell you no. It's not just a cheerleader saying, yes, go get them. No, you need somebody who's going to look at something and say, huh, I might pause here, I might not do that, or I may look at it and do it this way. And that mentor will keep you from distractions. What's next? 10, 9, 8. 8 is your investment plan. Have a plan and stick to your plan. What type of property are you looking for? Might I recommend a 3-2-2, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage? It doesn't have to be that, but that's just your bread and butter, Americana. It's a house suitable for just about everybody. Now, I have two houses that are 3-2-1s, single car garage. Wasn't perfect, but the math made sense. It was a great investment. They still are. Actually, I own both of those. They're still excellent investments. Would you buy a house with a pool? This is part of your plan. I would say no. Pools are dangerous. Insurance is expensive. Some people do. I don't recommend it. Two-story house, yes or no? Again, this is a mathematical equation, but think about, is this home going to make a great place to live for a great person or a great family? You know, if that master bedroom's upstairs with the other bedroom, sometimes that's a turnoff to somebody. But again, the math has to make sense, but this is all part of your investment plan. What age of properties will you invest in? Do you want stuff that's 20 years or less? It's going to cost you a little bit more, or are you willing to invest in an older home? Now, remember, those older homes are going to require more rehab. There may be issues. There may be aluminum wiring, for instance. We ran into that. Some of the early 70s stuff had aluminum wiring. You need to get the pigtails changed. Fix that. Would you buy a house on a busy street, or would you buy a property with a homeowner association. Something to think about. It needs to go into your equation. I try to stay away from those. Duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. Maybe not in your first property, but again, I see people do it all the time. If you've got that education piece, by all means, proceed, as long as the math makes sense. And location. Location, I originally, when I started, yes, I wanted a house within 10, 15 miles, no further than where I lived. I've since learned, as I've become better at this and more educated, you don't need to be close to that house. I know people that buy properties that are seven states away and have never seen the property. Yes, it's possible to own rental property very far away from where you live. People living in other states buy in Texas. Texas is a great place to invest in real estate, obviously. So you don't even have to live in the same state, not the same city. It could be across town. But again, this is a business and you're setting it up and you have a team to help you build that business. But regardless of your plan, very, very important, stay with the plan. Don't get distracted by the shiny object. If you're setting yourself up to invest in single family properties and all of a sudden some other deal or some land or something like that comes up and you suddenly you're attracted to that, and I'm going to tell you, no, you originally devised this plan for a reason. Stick to it. Stick to single family properties if that's what you want to do. Build that plan until you're satisfied with where you are in regards to your goal. Are you meeting your goals? Yes or no? Do you still have further to go? Well, then continue on that path. 7, continuing the countdown. Funds. Financial means. Yes, investing in real estate requires capital. Very rarely do I meet people that have no money. They'll tell me, Harrison, I've got no money. I can't invest right now. And then they go on, they tell me, well, we've got $150,000 in equity in our house, or we have another $300,000 in our 401k. Oh, we've got a boat sitting in the garage, or a motorcycle, or a jet ski. We've got a condo in Florida. Well, sell those things. You do have capital. It might not be tangible at the moment, but you can access that capital. But funds, this is the stage where you begin putting that capital to where you can access it immediately. Checking, savings, whatever that looks like. You need to be ready when the time comes financially. We're going to continue this discussion, countdown to a rent home. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us today. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you have any real estate investment questions, I'm happy to help you out. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I do respond personally to each and every email that I get. I'm a real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, single-family homes and apartment communities. So I'm doing countdown to a rental property because rental homes are essentially the easiest place to start. And some of you out there may say, you know what? I want to do this. This is something I'd like to get into, and It really is easy, but there are certain components that you need to follow. There's a certain plan, and we can obviously teach you that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. But the first part of that plan in this countdown is a 10 to 1. So 10 would be education. 9 would be get a mentor. Get a mentor that's doing this, that is in this field, that has done this before, accomplished this. The next one is investment plan. 8 is investment plan. Have a plan. Stick to your plan. Do not get distracted. 7, funds. Yes, you need to have capital to invest in real estate. Some of you have more than others. Many of you, most of you, have more than you know. I had more than I knew. I just didn't consider maybe some of the money that I had that were in some, let's just say, some other vehicles, investment vehicles. I did not consider that for real estate initially. Obviously, I have now. I've come around. I've changed. I've pulled every penny that I possibly can and have put it into real estate, and it's been quite fantastic, actually. So, yes, and in this fun step, do you have enough to buy one house, 3 houses, 5 houses, 10 homes? Something to consider here. Or what's that plan to continue to grow that cash flow snowball, as I call it, to then continue acquiring property over time? You see, when you get started, it may be slow at first, but it gets faster and faster and faster. Step 6, pre-approval. This is a two-part sequence. Part 1, conventional lender. You need to see what you're qualified for financially. Is it a $120,000 home? Is it $150,000? Is it a $300,000 home? You need this information. And then you need that written letter stating you are pre-qualified for a set amount. Very, very important. This will help you take down these rental assets. It will help put you at the front of the line so that the sellers know that you're serious, that you are a serious buyer and you're ready to do business. Now, part 2 is hard money lending. And I'm not going to teach hard money lending with the limited amount of time that we have, but there are shows. Again, you can find this show on the website. Type in hard money lending if you'd like to learn about that. But essentially, hard money lending is a short-term loan, and it's really easy to get, but it's more of a loan built around financing the rehab of the property. You set it up in such a way. But if you're pre-approved conventionally, you'll be approved by a hard money lender, but you just need to build that relationship with that hard money lender, and again, get their pre-approval letter as well, so that you can move quickly when you find the right asset. Counting down from 6 to 5, team. And yes, that hard money lender will become part of your team. Some of these steps commingle with one another. But by the time you get to this step, you will have assembled essentially a portion of your team, but it's time to fill out the roster, so to speak. What does this look like? Real estate agents, lenders, we talked about those folks. Home inspectors, title company. Have that home inspector ready to go. When you find this asset, you need to act quickly, especially if you're during that 10-day locked-in period, right? You decided to purchase the home. They've accepted your offer. You need to get that inspector out there right away. Do not skip the home inspection step. Yes, I know you're going to spend a few $100s and you may end up backing out of the deal. It is what it is. Don't skip that step, especially if you're buying an older property. Especially if they're buying an older property. Know what you're getting into. Title company, insurance partners. Yes, you need insurance. GCs, are you going to use a GC? Or are you going to do the rehab, essentially GC it yourself, where you're not doing the work yourself? Let me make that clear. That's very important. We teach that at Lifestyles. You're not in there painting. You're not in there scraping the flooring or putting the new tile in. You're not doing the landscaping. You're calling people to do this for you. So a GC can handle it all, have that relationship, have that GC lined out. There are GCs that cater to the investment community strictly. That's all they do. They understand. Good folks. But if you're doing it yourself, you're going to need everything. You're going to need painters. You're going to need people to put in appliances. You're going to need the flooring folks. You're going to need the roofer, the landscaper, fencing people, possibly foundation people. Build your team. Counting down from 5 to 4. 4, we go to management plan. Again, you can do some of these. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, but I just want to hit the big points here. But what is your plan once you've purchased the home? Once you act on the purchase, how will you manage the rehab? How will you get this home leased? Understand this ahead of time. Don't wing it. You're costing yourself money if you're trying to learn as you go. You need to have this laid out ahead of time. Marketing falls into this. How are you advertising your property? You going to put a sign in the yard? Are you going to go on Zillow rents? Are you using an agent to put the property on MLS? You want to know this beforehand. Property management. Are you going to manage the property yourself? Yes or no? You can hire a management company. There are management companies out there that are fantastic, but do your research. There are some great folks in this space, and there are some not so great folks in this space. Your mentor will probably know a good management team, or your investment group that you're networking with will probably, no, not probably, they will know a good management company. And a good management company, they can market your property as well for you. Obviously, there's a fee to that. Screening, applications, so important. People get excited. Hey, I found someone to rent my property. Do the screening, my friends. Make sure that is a great person. There's all kinds of screening services. Make the phone calls. Make sure they're employed. Check their credit. Check their prior rental history. Yes, do these steps. Do not skip them. Background checks, part of the screening process. There are services where you can have that potential resident go online, pay the $25 or $30 fee, enter all their information, and it will all come back. Their credit, their background checks, their history. Are they felons? You're making the best product at the best price. You're taking a property that's in bad shape, and you are making it so much better. You're fixing everything. Why not put a good person in that property while you're at it? Not just anybody. People will show up to rent your property, and they'll say, hey, I'll prepay 3 months of rent. Be very cautious of this. That may or may not be a good person. Do your screening. Now, we have three steps remaining. So far, we've done education, the mentor, the investment plan, the funds, gathering the funds, putting the money together, pre-approval. That's with your lenders, right? Your conventional lenders and your hard money lenders, your team. And I'll tell you, let me say this about team. You will constantly be adding folks to this team. Put one in, pull one out. You'll change. You'll evolve. You'll meet people. You'll make friends in this space. Team's very important, but I just want you to know that that team will evolve. Your management plan, we just talked about that. Three, we're getting close here. Strategy. What will you target for cash or cash return? You're not just going to buy any asset. You want to have a strategy. I would say in the market right now, anything 15% or greater is good. Can you do better? Sure. I see it all the time. But what will you accept? This is part of your strategy. You're at a point now where deals are about to start coming your way, and you're going to filter through this, and you need to have an idea of what your target is. Equity capture. Are you okay without an equity capture, or are you targeting a certain amount of equity capture? I've seen it both ways. Typically, if there's not much on the equity capture side, it means the cash flow is larger. But just understand what you'll accept and what you won't accept. Two, analysis and home search. This is where you're locating opportunities. This is where you know your purchase price range, your investment return goals. How will you analyze the deal? You need to be able to do this quickly. Is it a good price? Is it a good deal? What are the homes in the area renting for? You need this information to fill in the equation so that you can look at it and say, yes, this is a good investment, or no, this is not such a good investment, and move on. A realtor can help. There's software. We can help. We use a tool at Lifestyles Unlimited called the Quest Property Evaluator. It's fantastic. You simply plug and play. I've used Quest numerous times. I can evaluate a property in less than 5 minutes. But in this analysis, again, you're targeting your cash-on-cash return, your equity capture, your rental comps. You need to understand that in the valuation. And then last, the last step, my friends, take action. When that deal comes across, take it down. Don't hesitate. Buy the property. Put it in your plan. Put your plan in motion. You have everything you need because the important steps have been completed prior. Buy the home. Alert your team. Go to closing. Fix the property, put a great resident in there, and make some cash, my friends. Month-on-month returns, passive income. And that's why I want you to understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.